Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Health and opportunity. Those were two key words and key ideas for head coach Gary Kubiak and the Texans after Tuesday morning's practice outside at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
I think you'll see Ben back tomorrow. You know, that's what I'm hearing. As far as Arian goes, you know, the biggest thing with Arian is we got to get him involved, you know, get him back and involved in the process. You know, you're watching Kush go through it, and everybody's got to go through that process to get ready to play. So the quicker we get him back, the better. I know that he worked good today. But we haven't had some goal of Friday or nothing like that right now. We're just trying to get him to where we get him back involved in a program, start getting him ready to go.
On Monday, Hall of Famer Deion Sanders and the NFL Network were at practice, and that was something special for a guy like Bryce McCain. He grew up around the Dallas area and described what it was like seeing primetime in Houston.
Man, it was great, man. I followed Deion all forever, so it was good to talk to him. I talked to him before, but this time he really came out and talked to all the guys. But it was a lot of fun.
Nose tackle Daniel Muir joined the Texans right before training camp and described what it's like playing nose tackle in Wade Phillips' 3-4 scheme.
Here it's a lot different because here we're a little bit smaller than the traditional 3-4 nose. So they get us moving a lot, which really, really helps us because we're a fast defense. Okay. You know, everybody on the defense runs really well, but I mean it's tough down there. You know, you're in the trenches, and I mean you're going hard.
We're also shared his thoughts on what it's like playing next to J.J. Watt.
As far as J.J. goes, he comes out here every day and works hard. You know, in film study, he works hard, and he's really, really tried to perfect his craft. You know, and that's why he's very good. I mean, to be honest with you, what he did last year was historic. You know, at his position, but the way the guy works and knows his defense, I mean, I see him doing way more damage than even last year, to be honest with you.